So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara continuing the discussion of a moving ship that sailed beyond the Tchum. B'mahalachas kulei amalei pli. All agree that while the ship is moving, the passengers may walk throughout the ship. Because as it's moving, the passengers are constantly being granted a new area for amos within which to move. Ki pligi b'sha'amda. Their machlekas is only while the ship is stationary. The Gemara brings two proofs. Amar Rav Nachman b'Yitzchak. Masnit nami deka. The Mishnah implies that all agree one can move about a moving ship because when relating that Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Kiva stayed within their original four amos, the Mishnah said, Shiratzu lahachmer al atzma. They wanted to be stringent on themselves, implying that they were not required to stay within their four amos, and only did so just in case the ship were to stop moving. Amar Rav Ashi, Masnit nami deka. Rav Ashi brings further proof from our Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions a boat in the same discussion as a deer v'sahar, different types of animal enclosures. It stands to reason that just like the deer v'sahar do not move, so too the boat that the Tanoim argue about in the Mishnah is not moving. Bar Reb Chanina, yesh tchumen l'mayla ma'asara, oy ein tchumen l'mayla ma'asara? Reb Chanina asks whether the halachas of tchumen apply at a height above 10 tfachim. Clearly, if there is a post that is 4 tfachim wide and 10 tfachim tall, it would be subject to the Tchum Shabbos because it is considered elevated ground. Our Shaila is about an elevated area that is less than 4 Tfachim wide, or Bekfitza, a person who is flying, Rashi says, Beshem, by using one of Hashem's names, or Besvina, a person on a boat that floats on water more than 10 Tfachim deep. The Gemara brings four possible proofs to answer this question. First, the Mishnah said that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shua wanted to be strict about moving about on a boat that had sailed beyond the Tchum, implying that the laws of Tchumen apply even at 10 Tfachim off the ground. The Gemara rejects this proof, because the boat may have been Mahaleches Birakak, traveling in shallow waters less than 10 Tfachim off the seabed. Second, the other incident in the Mishnah was about a boat that docked after Shabbos started. And the Mishnah assumes that the Tchumah of the people on the boat is established by the location of the boat at the onset of the Shabbos, clearly implying that Tchumen apply more than 10 Tfachim off the ground. The Gemara again answers, "B'maleches birakak." This case too may be about a boat traveling in shallow waters. Third, the Gemara cites a brayso which relates, "Hani shev shmeitza." These seven rulings, "Dimisamrin b'tzafra b'shabbat to kamed Rav Chisda b'surya." These were taught Shabbos morning in Surya before Rav Chisda. "B'hadi pani b'shabbat to kamed de Rava b'pumbedisa," and on Shabbos afternoon before Rava in Pumbedisa, even though these two cities were outside each other's tchum. The only explanation is that Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who taught the laws, and he was able to travel above 10 Tfachim, where Tchumen does not apply. The Gemara rejects this proof as well, because Yosef Shida, Yosef the demon, who does not observe Shabbos, may have been the one to teach these halachas. Finally, the Braita teaches, Hareini Nazir b'yem sheben David ba, one who vows to become a Nazir on the day that Mashiach arrives. Mutter lishta yisya'im b'shabbos b'yom tov. He may drink wine on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Apparently, because Mashiach would not be permitted to travel from outside the Tchum, even above 10 Tfachim off the ground. V'asur lishtes yayin kol yemei sechel. He may not drink wine on any weekday because Mashiach might come that day, or might have come and he did not hear about it. The Gemara points out that the original Nazir's vow must have been made on that very Shabbos or Yom Tov. If it were made on the weekday or an earlier Shabbos or Yom Tov, the Nazir's would have started and would not pause for Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara rejects this proof as well, because the reason Mashiach cannot come on Shabbos is Kfar muftach len li Yisrael she'en aliyah bo loy ba'arvi Shabbosos loy ba'arvi yom tovim ne'atayach. We are guaranteed that Eliyahu HaNavi, who heralds the arrival of Mashiach one day in advance, will not come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, because it would cause too much difficulty in preparing for Shabbos and Yom Tov while greeting Eliyahu HaNavi. Mashiach, however, can come on Erev Shabbos, since other nations will become our servants as soon as Mashiach comes and will help us prepare for Shabbos. Each weekday, the Nazir may not drink wine, even though he did not hear of Eliyahu HaNavi's arrival the previous day, because it is possible that Eliyahu HaNavi came to the Beis Din HaGadol. The Gemara asks why we cannot prove that Ein Tchumen L'mayla Ma'asara from the fact that he is usher to drink wine on Sundays because of the possibility that Eliyahu came on Shabbos. The Gemara answers, Haitana Svuki Misafkele Iyesh Tchumen Oy Ein Tchumen Ulechumra. The Tana was not sure if Tchumen apply above 10 Tvachim off the ground, and therefore ruled stringently about the Nazir drinking wine on Sunday. The Gemara next returns to the second incident in the Mishnah. Pam achas loy nichnasu l'nomal atshach hashecha. They were on a boat that docked Friday night after dark, and Gamliel allowed them to disembark because he was able to see the port before dark, realizing that they were already in the Tchum before Shabbos started. The Gemara explains, Shveferes hoisulig Gamliel. Gamliel had a specially designed tube through which he was able to see an exact distance of 2,000 amas. The Braisa lists three other creative solutions. Haroitza leid de kama umkoi shalgei. A person can also use a tube whose field of vision is known to determine the depth of a valley. Haroitza leid de kama goivoi shaldekel. To find out the height of a palm tree, he should determine the ratio of his height to the length of his shadow, and then figure out the height of the tree based on the length of its shadow. Haroitza shalei tishra chayra b'tzel kever. If he wants to keep beasts from resting in the shade of a grave, he should use a stick to figure out which way the shadows fall during the fourth hour of the day, when the difference in temperature between the sun and the shade is greatest, and slant the mound above the grave in a way that there is no shadow on that side at that time.